fact that up or down?
Down.
They didn't have a problem with the fact that Arkansas had yet another injury announced yesterday. Tank Wright is out now, in addition to defensive backs.
On cue, my man.
Including defensive backs. Of course, Chris Gregg is already out. And they've got some serious issues from that standpoint. But the show with no name does not focus on these things. And speaking of ideal feet, sometimes they put their feet in their mouths where they don't belong. This is what bothers the show with no name about the Auburn-Arkansas game. None of the things I mentioned, no. This is what they're concerned about this weekend, Matt.
And passing and pass defense. We are the worst pass defense almost in the nation. They're almost the worst passing offense in the nation.
A woman's doing the play-by-play.
Oh, it is?
For ESPNU.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes.
Can you play that one more time, Matt? Because Tommy Smith of our staff just sat down, and I need you to play that one more time if you could.
And passing and pass defense. We are the worst pass defense almost in the nation. They're almost the worst passing offense in the nation.
A woman's doing the play-by-play.
Oh, it is?
For ESPNU.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes.
I didn't do anything.
A woman's doing a play-by-play. And Basil says, oh, no.
Ain't me.
Well, why did you bring it up? I mean, you're obviously not happy about it.
It's the first time ever.
Is it Pam Moore?
That woman has done a play-by-play game. I heard it.
Look,
Mattingly brought it up first yesterday.
For an Arkansas game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's done a few for Michigan.
I'm not the one that said
it. There were two females doing play-by-play last year, and they got rid of one of them.
You guys have heard.
Pam Ward's solid.
She usually does a Big Ten.
My man's defense, she's fairly terrible.
What's her name?
Pam
Ward. Listen, so's Arkansas and so's Auburn, so it seems appropriate.
That's probably why they assigned her to the game.
I left my dentist early to get down here to hear this.
How did he win?
No, this is how my weekend's going. I walk in, she goes, how's the right side of your mouth where I had the world's fine, Dandy. She goes, good, we're going to do the other side today. Come back at 1 o'clock. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, but Tommy, your smile looks so good.
I will not take her hydrocodone.
Look.
And that, I did nothing wrong.
People accuse you of doing old man radio. That's old man radio. I'm sorry.
What?
And a woman is doing a broadcast.
Who let women on TV? I think we're kicking down walls for women.
I mean, next thing you know, they're going to let a Mexican guy do the color analysis.
I don't think I did anything wrong.
My mother would agree with you.
Hey, 1955 call. They want their perspective back. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
Okay,
I say a woman's doing the play-by-play, it's the first time it's ever happened.
Oh, is it okay for Basil to go, oh, no?
I cannot speak on behalf of my partner.
But I want you to.
I don't have a problem with it.
I'm offended as a woman.
I do not have a problem. Besides, hell, I was going to be watching it anyhow.
I know is I was like, did I get in a DeLorean this morning instead of my Chrysler 300?
I really don't say. I think it's.
Maybe I'm wrong.
It's unique.
Honestly, when I heard it in the fact
have you ever heard a woman do a play-by-play on any Razorback sport?
I never pay any attention, I guess.
Oh,
you don't pay attention to women? You know who I listen to do with Chuck Barrett on The Buzz. It's
mighty funny when we talk about Michelle Beadle, we don't talk about how smart she is.
Well, you should, and you do too.
You don't either.
You do too.
Oh, boy, they have hidden her.
Well, she's on the wrong channel now.
You talk about Barry and
the what is she on, CBS?
What do you think of her?
NBC, you don't even know where she is. That's the point.
What do you think of her replacement?
I don't even know. I don't watch it anymore. I liked her.
I've caught up with her now. She's fine with me.
She's on NBC. Nobody watches.
Pigskin, as a man of the cloth.
I just found it a little bit.
But I don't think I offended him.
I found it a little bit sexist. That's me. I'd rather you go sexist than racist, but I'd prefer that you do neither. That's just me. Maybe I'm wrong. And you know what? There are probably plenty of people that think you're totally dead on, and I'm sure I'm in the minority on this one. It just seemed a little off to me.
But you got
to
remember, I watched 22 straight last night. That was a series about 1965. So
yeah, it's a great series.
I'm stuck in the 60s.
It's a great documentary.
You are stuck in the 60s, but in a good way. It's charming.
I used to be stuck in the 70s. What happened to me?
You're going backwards.
I'm telling you right now.
Back to the future.
When you and Karen show up and she's wearing like a flapper outfit, you guys are in the 20s. I'm over it. You're out.
You win.
I wasn't really bothered by what he did.
Well, of course not. You're just as bad as he is.
Thank you, preacher.
He was just being honest.
Well, that doesn't make it okay. Well, you don't get carte blanche when you say,
I don't mean to get us off on a tangent, but I'm going to go ahead and say this in defense of my friend Tommy. I did hear some comedian saying something a couple of months ago that I thought was rather intriguing. I didn't say I agreed with it, but he said, you know, in this political season, they're always arguing about this issue, that issue. And the guy said, we're always told men shouldn't have any opinion at all in the abortion debate, because that's a women's issue.
Right.
He said, okay, I can accept that if women don't have anything to do with broadcasting football.
Careful.
Games.
I see
that's
you.
What he said.
I see where you're going.
I thought that was interesting.
And I recall early this football
Shelley,
season,
would you like to weigh in on this?
Them making a big deal out of the first woman official in football
I know.
This year.
Exactly.
Okay.
I stand corrected. I bow down to the king of... Oh, God.
See, the waste management guy agrees with me. He said, you're taking garbage.
No. That was a woman,
That was
actually.
A woman driving
so.
A truck.
Woo! Sorry. Yeah. You know what? Now I'm a misogynist.
You know what?
My bad.
Why don't you take your bra off and be one of those braless women that run around, Justin?
It's a bro. Take your bra off,
it's a man's ear.
Oh, I'm going to listen. Good stuff, you guys.
I love you.
Tommy, don't ever offend him again.
He doesn't care.
Whoa!
Hey,
I can't make that
you know when your career's over is when you start worrying about what I think. Lots of exciting things happening at Landers Ford and Benton, and you should care about that. Check out the 2013 Escape. It's got an all-new body style. Tommy Smith, same old body style.
Tom, great smile, big guy.
Ford Escape gets up to 31 miles per gallon. He didn't go to the dentist yet. So think of all the time and money you'll save when you aren't having to stop to fill up as often as you are when you're out cruising the latest Ford Escape. Come on in to the end of summer sales event. Shop Landers Ford and Benton for your back-to-school specials. Huge selection of 2012 F-150s. Got to make room for the 2013, so get on out to Landers Ford and Benton where you can save up to $10,500 off F-Series trucks. Don't miss out on a Ford, the official truck of the Razorbacks. Men, women, children, minorities, majorities, and everywhere in between, you're all welcome to drive it. It's at Landers Ford, 501-315-4700. Back from Dunkin' Donuts. Could talk some Red Cross. In just a bit, you're in the zone on the Buzz Radio Network.
Down the hill from Jack and Jill, and you came tumbling after. The summer rain.